Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Welcome back. What's up, D?
Hey. Dude, you still trying out your music career?
Yeah, man. I'm trying, man. I really am trying. Hey, you know what I want to talk about today, though? I want to talk about first dispensary trips.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you went to a dispensary?
I do. I'll never forget.
Yeah. So first, actually, I want to preface this. We're going to talk about everything you need to know about a dispensary, and we're going to talk about our first dispensary trip. But I want to talk about our first dispensary trip first.
Okay.
You go first.
Ooh, pressure's on. No. So my first dispensary trip, I was 20 years old. So I wasn't 21 yet. Mm-hmm. And I remember this specifically because I went to Harvest Dispensary of Tempe. And at that time, you couldn't go into the med room. Mm-hmm. The city of Tempe had some weird ordinance that if you weren't 21, you couldn't actually go into the med room. Mm-hmm. You had to basically fill out this little form. And then they would bring your medicine out and you'd purchase it that way. And as I'm telling this, that might not have been my first one. I think actually the first dispensary I visited was a Collective and they had a vending machine.
Uh-huh.
And it was somewhere in Mesa. Whoa, taking me back. So I don't even, you can't even have this experience anymore.
No.
But yeah, you donated money into this machine. And then, no. You gave money to somebody. You donated to the Collective. They gave you a credit, and then you could use that credit for the vending machine and get, like, a package of, you know, like an eighth of weed. So there was that. That was a weird experience. But, like, the official dispensary was that Tempe. I got a strain called Snowcap, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. Snowcap is so good.
It was, like, a mix of three strains
hands
or something.
Hands down,
like,
one of my it's, like, Ghost Train Haze. Ghost Train Haze number two and something else, but Snowcap is so good. It is such an old strain and I miss it so much.
Yeah, so I just remember all the cannabis I had purchased up to that point was not like that at all. And I remember getting home, opening it up, and just being amazed. Like, what is this?
What just happened? Did I break the law? But
yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm operating by the law. This
totally.
Is so bizarre.
You know what? You bring up a great point. I remember being super, super nervous.
Yeah.
I remember feeling really uncomfortable inside the dispensary, like I was doing something wrong. And I remember the people being super nice.
Yeah. Shocker.
Shocker. Yeah. That was my first experience. What about you?
Nice. Okay. So I'm going to talk about two first experiences. That might be contradictory, but, I'm going to talk my first experience in California and my first experience in Arizona. Okay. So California is at Venice Beach and, you know, doing the thing down Venice Beach. Anybody that's been there, they're doing all kinds of cool stuff. They're drawing, they're painting, they're, mm-hmm. you know, drum circles, all that fun stuff. And, I see this sign that says, medical marijuana cards. And I was like, and I was 21 at the time. My cousin lived there. I was staying with him. And, I was like, okay, cool, let's go check it out. So we went and checked it out. And 35 minutes later, I had a card. Classic California. So I was able to access the collectives or the dispensaries. Anybody that doesn't know what a collective is, this is, I guess, prior dispensaries. They filed, you know, what I think it's like a 501c3 or something with the state, and they filed as a nonprofit. They, to my knowledge, don't exist anymore, especially here in Arizona.
Definitely shouldn't exist here in Arizona.
It's not legal. Let's just say that. Because they're operating in this gray area.
I've been to some shady collectives.
Oh, totally, man. I'm like, am I going to get mugged here? I should not be here. I made a mistake. I'm trying to leave. Where's the door? Are you the security guard? Or are you going to rob me? And so I went into this dispensary or collective in Santa Monica. I was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, like you could not have told Nadeem that this was possible 5 years prior or even a year prior that I was going to be able to get a card, go into this like dispensary and have everything from head to toe. Like,
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, man. From edibles to pre-rolls to, you know, blunts to, I mean, you name it, dude. It was there. And it was just, it was so baffling. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, and it's all at the tip of my fingers. Like, what do you want? You know? Mm-hmm. So I left with a big old goodie bag. It was a very novelty type experience, you know, which is kind of why I want to talk about this, because Arizona just went rec, right? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of first time dispensary goers, which is what's going to lead us into everything you need to know. But before that, I want to talk about my first Arizona experience as well. Very different. It was Harvest of Tempe. So it's funny that you say you went there as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was Harvest of Tempe in 2012, maybe? Yeah, somewhere like maybe 2012-ish. And I got a rainbow roll.
I would have went in 2013.
Maybe it was 2013, somewhere around there. Maybe it was right there. Anyways, I got this like pre-roll called a rainbow roll. And it's like, I don't know, it's their mix or something. It was all right. You know, it was good. It pre-rolls are pre-rolls, in my opinion.
All the trim off the floor of the trim room. Just not kidding. True, guys. I don't know. I've never been to Harvest Grow.
Not true. But you know, it was pretty cool. Again, just being able to go in there, mm-hmm. looking at now this was a level up from the collectives, right?
I remember thinking like, man, this place looks clean.
This is clean. This place is sharp. Like, mm-hmm. it smells good. That's definitely a security guard. That's not somebody who's gonna mug me. You know, they were very professional about, you know, checking me in and all that. I had a dedicated assistant. You know, mm-hmm. you had a wall. I called it the wall of weed. There was a wall full of cannabis. You had TV screens with menus on there, and you had like low, mids, highs, premiums. You know, it was just like, I thought I went through a teleport or like a portal. I was like, where am I? Like, this is insane. Like,
how does this exist?
You know, so that was really cool, man. Again, it was definitely a very novelty type experience. But, you know, for the listeners out here who have not been to a dispensary yet, you know, let's talk about some of the things that you should expect. And where do you want to take it off the top, man? Because, I mean, there's adult use and there's medical. Mm-hmm. And not very different experiences. I mean, like, I think of Colorado, you know, like there's a dispensary there called Native Roots. They have a bunch of them, you know. Mm-hmm. This is how most of all the dispensaries are out there in Colorado. You get in, you walk into one building, but then there's two lines, right?
One line. I think that's how most of them are set up here right now.
Yeah, like one line goes left, one line goes right. You know, left is rec, you're taxed differently. Right, you know, line goes to med, which are basically, you have to be a citizen, or not a citizen, but
a card holder,
you know, and you know, you just don't pay the same taxes, and you have other additional perks.
I was going to say, I think that's the first big difference is the additional 16% state tax that you're going to pay on recreational cannabis.
Right.
So if you wanted to know, when you look at your bill or you're purchasing, keep in mind that there's going to be a 16%, you know, additional charge there.
And then the city tax.
Which that applies to both med and rec users.
Right, right.
So when it says, you know, $20 for whatever, just no going in, it's going to be more.
Yeah.
More than you would consider for regular tax.
Definitely. And with being a med patient, you also are not limited to milligram cap, right? So on the rec side, mm-hmm. there's a 100 milligram cap to edibles, and they have to be individually dosed at 10 milligrams per piece or metered dosing. Whereas on the medical side, you know, you can – I mean, we have a 600 milligram syrup, you know, you can go as high as you want. We have 50 milligram peach rings, you know, so that's not going to hinder that. But that's one thing to look out for sure. Maybe the interaction might be, I'm preemptively saying this, but maybe the interaction's a little bit differently, you know, like on a med side.
Maybe. I would push back on that, because from my experience as a patient assistant, and again, this is when it was medical, but I mean, come on. You had people coming in who were more rec-minded and people who were coming in who were more medical-minded, right? Like, some people wanted education. They wanted to learn about products. And then other people would come up. And this is just my subjective experience. But, I mean, they would literally say, like, I just want the strongest stuff. Like, what's the best flower? What's the most popular? Like, they really weren't – they weren't looking at it how you would think someone would look at medicine. Let's put it that way. So I think most of these PAs or bud tenders, for them, I mean, it's not a huge difference, right? I'm just this person, and I'm trying to help them get the best product for them. If they want education, I'm educated. I've been helping medical patients. But if they're just looking for the latest and greatest, I could do that too. So I don't know if this experience on that level is going to be a whole lot different.
Well, I definitely feel for anybody that is, you know, considering going into a dispensary, make sure you ask questions. You know, mm-hmm. If you feel rushed, that's not the place for you. There's plenty of dispensaries here. You know, shop around, find a good dispensary where, you know, you don't feel rushed, and ask questions. You know,
absolutely.
Do you think there's going to be certain products that, I mean, besides the milligram cap, mm-hmm. you know, which restrict certain products, do you think are there going to be certain products that you can't get on the rec side?
That's an interesting question. I think outside of the milligram thing, I don't see why a company would say, hey, we're only making this for maybe initially because they don't have the inventory or something like that. But I mean, outside of that, man, I don't see a reason why you would. And if they are doing that, I would be interested to know why.
Yeah.
Like why, you know, like if, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, there's definitely going to be a supply and demand issue, kind of like you said. So maybe initially right out the gate, there could be that.
Right. Because like in my mind, if I ran into that issue, I would, you know, I obviously would want to take care of people who have medical needs first. So I would make sure that I have the inventory for those people. And then if there was enough for the rec market, you know, open it up there. But making a product specifically for medical, I mean, let me put it this way. The state has only limited the amount you can buy, right? So med patients can buy more than rec, and then the edible cap. But outside of that, they haven't specifically said like only these types of products can be sold for medical patients.
Okay. You know, I think there's over 130 licenses here in Arizona, and there's well over 70 dispensaries right now that are approved for recreational, but not all of them are serving recreational.
Right.
You know, so that's something to keep an eye out for. So if anybody's listening and you're going to, you know, make that leap of faith and go into that dispensary, make sure you call first and make sure that they're accepting rec. Otherwise, you're going to have a unpleasant first experience. I mean, I would if I took time out of my day to go and stand in line forever, which is another thing to talk about.
I always recommend calling because, you know, just from my own experience, like the hustle and bustle of the day, the menus don't get updated all the time just perfectly. Things change. And so you might want to just call and just verify that the promo you're looking at or the product you're looking for or the dispensary you're looking for is meeting all of your needs before you go drive down there.
Yeah, it does not hurt at all. Definitely. And something else to expect is just those long lines. I know the next day after rec passed here, I was driving and I saw lines. And I'm just like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
I've heard there's still lines.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like that is, to me,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's more than insane, but it's awesome. I mean, again, that's a celebration. That's a celebration for the industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just goes to show how many people were waiting to access this. And, you know, I don't want to say closet smokers, but people who were just waiting for the legalities to move forward so that they could feel more confident in the decision that they're going to make.
I mean, dude, we can just do the math. So we had, what was it, like 200 plus thousand patients?
300,000.
300,000. Okay, so we had 300.
I think it's like 311,000 patients was the last count.
Okay, so 311,000. Now, Arizona has a population of roughly 7 million, right? And based on population data, about 10% of the population uses cannabis on a regular basis. So that would be like 700,000. And I think someone was telling me this, that Arizona specifically, they think that the number is like close to 13%. So, you know, upwards of 700,000. So, I mean, a market that was serving and serving well, but not, you know, above 300,000, you more than doubled that. So it's no wonder that, you know, most of these dispensaries are struggling.
Totally.
Because there's not enough of them and they don't have enough inventory. And again, the line.
Which segues to the last piece is, you know, some of these websites out there, you know, they're going to have like promo calendars and, you know, events and things like that. And so if you're like, okay, cool, this Friday or this Saturday, I'm going to go to my first dispensary. Again, make sure you call. And while you do call, you know, ask if they have any first time patient promos, because I have heard and seen that a lot of these dispensaries are doing away with first time. Mm-hmm. I don't even say first time patient, but first time consumer, first time visitor, you know, first time visitor promos because of these inventory issues. And it's, you know, the curve's going to flatten. I mean, it's going to flatten out eventually, but it's definitely going to take time. It's going to take some market adjustments.
Well, not only that, but supply and demand. There's more demand than there is supply. Mm-hmm. So most, you know, they're just pulling back the, it's like we don't, promos are used to bring people in.
Right.
Right.
Now people are
and
rushing
the gates.
And if I
have an excess of people coming in, there's no reason for me to do a promo.
Yeah.
So I think there's that too. One other thing that I wanted to touch on is the psychological effects of going into the dispensary, which maybe I'm not paying attention, but I haven't really heard anybody talk about that because that experience is jarring, right? Mm. Whether you have grown up the way I did to where cannabis is somehow associated with this negative feeling, so you feel like you're doing something wrong going in, which there will be, you know, a portion of the people going in who are like that.
I felt like that the first time I went.
And I think most people will. But on the flip side of that, there are going to be people who are so excited. They've been waiting for this moment for so long. They're going to be super hyped to get in there. Both of these are elevated states of consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And what you need to understand is because you're in that elevated state of consciousness, you're very susceptible to suggestion and persuasion.
I love that you're sharing this, man. This is a pro tip.
So when, and then the last thing is because it's this foreign experience, you're going to get sold on things. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen in dispensaries, man, where it's like somebody walks out with a bunch of stuff they really didn't need to buy.
Well, dude, that's the purpose of it. Like, right. You go into I don't know, Texas Roadhouse and you order a steak. They're like, hey, that steak's delicious.
Oh,
you
dude, I had this guy do this at this Italian restaurant.
You want the mushrooms and onions on top too?
I ordered this pasta dish. He goes, hey, you know what's really good in that is the sausage. They slice it up real nice, and it just complements the pasta perfect.
I'll have that too.
I'll have that. He walked away, and I was like, dang it, he just sold me. That is extra. Wow, I can't believe I said yes to that. But so the point being, like, going with a plan, figure out your budget ahead of time, know what you're going to spend, and that way you walk out. You're in control of the situation, not the situation's in control of you. I think that's huge for first-time
visits.
Especially
if you're an impulse buyer like me. I'm the guy who, like, thinks they're making friends with me, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And that's how I got screwed on my, you know, buying my car.
Exactly.
You know? Well, all right, guys, cool. I hope you appreciated these pro tips. Make sure to know your dose. That goes for rec or medical. Guys, if you enjoyed these episodes, please leave a rating and review. You can reach us on Instagram, on Facebook, or knowyourdosepodcast.com. You can also hit up bakebros.com and see all the exciting news that we have. We are putting out blogs every single month. Everybody, have a wonderful rest of your week. Goodbye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.